Good evening, my Rabbi Rabbeisai. Good evening. Hope you're all well. Tonight's share will be on Simon Kuf Pei Tes. I'd like to clarify a couple of things before we actually see the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. In the schos of Artscroll Tzedah, I'd like to just clarify that we're going to be speaking about the fourth Boch, which is the Boch Atav Amitiv. To clarify and to avoid any confusion to those of us who are struggling to count till four. So, because it's a bit of a, I just want to clarify this. First bracha is Hazon, which is bracha. Can you see? Yeah. So the first bracha is from here. Bracha to Hashem legamai Hazon es ha'olam kuloi b'tuvoi until bracha to Hashem Hazon es ha'kol. That is the first bracha. Good. Then comes the second bracha, starting with the word Noida lecha. Where does the second bracha finish? Oh. The second bracha is not the end of the second paragraph. Is what we call the end of Al HaKoyl. Again, there is no bracha over here. And that's just to avoid confusion, just to clarify. Noida Lecha is doesn't finish over here. V'chol Eitz V'chol Sha'ah. Now, we have the only reason why this is made into two paragraphs is because of the Al HaNisim. But really, really, it continues over here, Val HaKoyl. And the truth is also, if you think about the logic, the meaning of the bracha, it's also very much connected. It's Val HaKoyl and on everything we thank you, which is... Okay, that's a good question. It's a good question because it's about praising and thanking, so we add it over here. But really, logically speaking, we thank Hashem b'chol yom b'chol eis b'chol sha'ah Val HaKoyl. It's really, if you think about the logic, it really is a continuation. But anyway, for whatever reason, it's now already made into two separate paragraphs. And then, how does he finish off? Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Ha'aretz, V'Al Ha'mozoin. And that is the? Second bracha. First bracha, second bracha. Although it's the third paragraph, it's the second bracha. Then comes the third bracha, which is Rachem, No Hashem Aleikeinu, Al Yisrael Amecho. And then, that's right. And then, Shalev, that over here. And then that leads into Retzei, which is an interruption, which is, we spoke about why it's in, over here, and Al-Nisim, and then it goes to Uvnei Yerushalayim, which is the third bracha. And then afterwards, starting by Bracha Tzem Regeira, Hakel, Avinu Malkinu, that is the fourth bracha. Is that clear? Yeah? So that's really important. So the third brachas is, this is the third, the Uvnei is the end of the third bracha. Now where is it, Rabban? Where is it, until where, from where is it, the Reis on? Rabbanon? That's right. So the Deraisa is, this is the Deraisa. That's Hazon, and that's Oretz, and the Bris, and Torah. All this is the Deraisa. Retzei obviously will not be the Deraisa. Obviously, Al-Nisim is not the Deraisa. But the benching over here is the Deraisa, all the way till Ovenei, inclusive. The Amen over here is, as we discussed, is not a real Amen. It's not a genuine Amen. It's an Amen to tell us that you've done your, really, you've done your Deraisa now. To rest is the Rabbanon. To be totally honest, only the next one, only the fourth one is the Rabbanon. The rest is not even halachically considered a proper Rabbanon. It's something. Pardon? Yeah, they do. And they're very proud of it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, yeah, the briskers, yeah. So, now, we are going to be addressing now this bracha, which is the fourth bracha now. We'll be addressing the fourth bracha. We'll be addressing the fourth bracha now, which is this Atoy V'Ameitiv. Okay, now, with regards to Atoy V'Ameitiv, there is this most amazing and fascinating introduction which I saw today, Besiat Ishmael Orach HaShulchan. May I please share with you what the Orach HaShulchan says as an introduction? Because we all know that the background of this bracha is Harugei Beiso. And he tells us a little bit more what happened over here. Can I just read to you that there is a little bit of introduction, Mishnebu, but a more extensive introduction in the Orach HaShulchan. And he says as follows, beginning of Simon Kuf Pei Tes. Bracha revis HaToyv HaMeitiv Eino Min HaToyre. Bracha HaToyv HaMeitiv is not Menorah says only midrabbanon. Elo, only shechachomim tiknu. Techachomim was second abroch. Acha milchamas beiso. After milchama of beiso, place taking place, the war taking place in the place called beiso. Shachrei kvishes beiso. That after he was conquered by, I believe it was the Romans. Veribu yahugim, and so many people got killed in beiso. So many yidden nebuch. Yiddish blood was shed, Yidin were killed there. Farugi Riboy Arugim, so many got killed. Al Chomu Birushalmi, Perigdala the Tainis of Medosh Eichob, has Chazal teach us, In Medrash, that the Medrash said, Shoyol Andreines, Kerem Godel, was a person called Andreines. He had a massive field, Kerem Godel, a huge field, Yudches Mil ad Yudches Mil. Imagine that, 18 mil in each direction, that's like huge. We're talking about kilometers wide field. Ve'kifu ba'aruge beiso, mole koimo. And there were so many people killed in the Aruge beiso, so many hidden killed, that they were able to surround, to be makif, pardon? Yeah, well, it means the all around, of the field, of this huge field, would be nebuch put Yiddish bodies of people killed in Beiso. Mole koimo, also certain height. That's nebuch how many people got killed. Veloi nitznom lekvuro, and they were not allowed to be buried. The goyim didn't, the Roshoim didn't allow them to be buried. So not only they were killed, but on top of that, they didn't have Yiddish kvura. Nebuch. Ad, until, Sha'omad Melech Acher, until there was another king, whose name we're not aware of, v'nitznom leikove, and he only let them to bury. So that was the greatest Yeshua, that after a certain amount of time, they were allowed to be buried. Ein Sham v'omu, shivshenechavo Beisa, and the Chazal teach us, when Beisa was destroyed, and he even got killed, nigdor keren Yisrael, the crown, the glory of Klal Yisrael got cut off. It was such a terrible tragedy that something was lost forever. This was such a terrible tragedy that something got ruined forever. The beauty of Klal Yisrael got destroyed at that point. And it's never going to be returned until Mashiach comes. Something is going to be lacking. Something is going to be missing since Haruge Beiso. Lochein, therefore, Tiknu Bracha Zu, this Bracha was established. Eitzel Boini Yerushalayim, it's put next to Boini Yerushalayim. Ko'oyma, as we were to say, Ye'irotzen, it should be the will of Hashem, Shetachzi Keren Yisrael B'vias Ben David. We hope that we put it next to Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yerakodish Me'erob Amenu, and then we put Atoiv Ametiv Haruge Beiso to put the connection, to put it in context. We know that what happened in Beiso, and it's not going to return again. The glory of Klal Yisrael is only going to be returned when Uvnei Yerushalayim and Klal Yisrael is going to be go back to when Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to be returned. Shu binyan Yerushalayim, yeah. And then he carries on, and then he says, "Amoydige Musa Haskel." He said, "V'oid the ikur shel brachos Zushach." I'm just skipping a few lines. When they were buried, only a number of years later, there were Yidden were allowed to be buried, and they then made a bracha in Yavne of Atoiv Ametiv. Hatoiv, it is great of you, Hashem, Shiloizichu, that they didn't start to smell, they didn't decay, the bodies didn't decay. Ve'ametiv, and it is great and kind of you, Hashem, Shenitno lekvur, they allowed him to be buried. To show us. What does it show us? What does it show us? Hatoiv ametiv. Hatoiv, Hashem, you are kind that the bodies didn't decompose. And you are ametiv, you are really kind. You bestow kindness in the fact that they were allowed to be buried. Now, what does that teach us? What's the message here? Says the Och Shulchan, he teaches us that even the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, afilu lehoros lanu shafilu b'shas kasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry with us, oise imon nisim v'niflois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes nisim with us and miracles with us. De'en lecho nisim gedolim me'elu aruge beiso, there was never such a great nace as a miracle as the people killed of beiso. Shoyim unochim rabbis b'sholim al pnei oretz, they were lying dead for years on the fields. V'lo yisrichu nothing, they didn't decompose. They left like the bodies remained intact. After we're buried. There's a simon that shows us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to leave us. Even we do sins before him. There's a beautiful title of the Pasuk. Hashem gave us Yisurim. He gave us Yisurim, but he's never going to allow us to die. Hashem is going to be angry with us, but a certain amount that he carries on. So this is over here, that Tov HaMeitiv is to show us that however angry HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, he's never going to leave us. He's never going to leave us. And that's the background of Haruge Beiso, and that is the background of Baruch Revi'ez, and that is the introduction to Siman Kuf Pei Tes. Nosach Baruch Revi'ez V'dineo. So within the first Bokhar, you should not say the word Tizbarach, which is To add the word "pach," which we talk don't do, and don't add the word "achad." Mishnah Berurah says that we'll be talking about would be "hamelech achay hatoiv." We don't say that, and indeed it should not be said only in the base of Ovel. Bottom line, and you should say "shloisha malchias." In hatoiv ametiv, you should mention three kingdoms. What are the three? Let's see if we can count. Pach ato Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. That's number one. Hokel avinu malkeinu. That's number two. Hamelech Hatoiv, that is number three. So you should mention three times the king, Hamelech, kingdoms. V'shloisha Hatovos, you should mention three times good things that Hashem has done to us. And what are the three? What are the three Hatovos? The three goodnesses? Is that what it's called? Goodnesses? Sounds a bit funny. Very good. They are who hateiv, that's number one. Who meitiv, that's number two. Who yeitiv lonu, that's number three. And additionally, also v'shloisha gmulois, you should also mention three times gmul, which Hashem is also again kind to us. Who gmolonu, number one. Who goimleinu, that's number two. Who yigmleinu, that's number three. So there are three malchias, three hatovas, and three gmulim, which have to be mentioned. Yeah, who hate him is currently Loshon Hoyve, and and the other three Hatovos have to be mentioned. Mishnah Berurah says Cotton Dalet Shloisha Malchias. The Tam calls that the reason for this is as follows: the Birkas Hatoyv Ametiv Eino Min Hatoyre. The Birkas Hatoyv Ametiv is not from the Torah; it's only Midrabbanon. Hello, Shchom Tiknu al Aruge Beisa. Chachamim Misakin them in Yavne on the Aruge Beisa, on the people killed in Beisa. Shenit no lekvur, which they were allowed to be buried. Ve'omru Hatoiv, they said in Yavne, they said Hatoiv, it is great, it's kind. Shloisicho, that didn't start to decompose. Ve'ametiv, and Hashem is kind, extremely kind. Shenit no lekvur, they were allowed to be buried. Ve'kavol lebirkes hamozen, and they were established in Birkes benching. Ve'mishikula hoydav ve'shevach al Hatoiv v'shehiti ve'omru. We are just thanking Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth bracha is about thanking and showing Hakadosh Baruch Hu to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's also from the good things Hashem has done to us. And it's connected to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Mipnei, because when it was destroyed, then the keren, the crown of Yisrael, has been cut off. And it's only going to be returned fully when Mashiach ben David returns. Since we have completed the brachas which are from the Torah obligation, this is only midrabbanon. It's not a bracha which is connected to the Torah brachas, and it's actually an independent, self-contained bracha. Therefore, it starts with the word boch. I'm skipping the square brackets now. I'm going to the top of the next paragraph. V'tiknu b'shloish malchias, and it's also three malchias are mentioned. B'pnei shekvar tiknu lehaskim malchus beistob b'bnei Yerushalayim. Since we're mentioning bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, so that's one. Kim shemaskirin malchus beistob v'yiroi lehaskim gam malchus shemaim. So it makes sense also to mention malchus shemaim. Elo only b'pnei she'en tzedech kovod lehaskim b'somach mamash malchus shemaim malchus beistob dom. Since you can't actually bring them one next to the other, mamash. And it should be brought about later again. So that's why. Since initially you mentioned Malchus Beis David, so now you need to mention again in context with Malchus Bas of Adam, and that makes three altogether. And since you Right. So you say that's the three times Malchias, you have to mention the three Atovas and three Gmulois. Okay. In Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that towards the end, he mentions that v'noyagin loyma b'shabbes v'yom tov rosh chodesh mikdol uv'choil makdil. It's not a Shulchan Aruch, but Mishnah Berurah mentions at the end of Sif Katan Hey, you need to mention mikdol on weekdays. Excuse me, mikdol on yes and on weekday makdil. Right, and then Mishnah Berurah points out also these other dikdukim with the Nusach Birkas Hamazon, which is mentioned in Simon Kuf Peizai, but it doesn't explain which ones he's referring to. Okay, we're ready for Sif Beis. Beveis Ha'Ovel. Beveis Ha'Ovel, in the Ovel House. Page 198, second line. Beveis ha'ovel in a oval house. Oyma, you should say, Poch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, hakel avinu malkeinu bereinu galeinu kedushenu kedush ha'akov, hamelech ha'chai ha'tov ha'meitiv. Kel emes dain emes. That is what should be said. Again, the wording of the fourth bracha in a Beis Ha'ovel is, Poch ato Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, hakel avinu malkeinu bereinu galeinu kedushenu kedush ha'akov, Hamelech Achai, Hatev Ametiv, Keil, Emes, Dain, Vemes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nevov points out that this is as to whether Ben Acherim Oichlin Yimoy, Mevochin, Ben Shum, Mevoch Laatzmoy, whether it's himself or with others doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Sai, there's a bit of a pell over here. Does anybody, I mean, I hope that nobody was an oval, has been an oval. Anybody been an oval? Okay, so did you say that?
No.
Right. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah says elsewhere that the Minhag in Yoredeh, the Mishnah Berurah says the Minhag is not to say that. Minhag is not to say that. So what's the question? If he says it elsewhere, in Yoredeh, it's brought down that it's not the Minhag to say it in Yoredeh. So the question is, Mishnah Berurah, why doesn't Mishnah Berurah say that's not the Minhag over here? I don't know what's pshat in it. It's not the Minhag, Rabbi. Say, look in Yoredeh, it's not a Minhag to say it. So Mishnah Berurah leaves it open. I don't know why. So anybody said? Is anybody seeing anybody saying it? It's not the Minhag. Is it the Minhag? Maybe I'm unaware, but I don't think it's the Minhag. Rabbi Kagan, is it the Minhag? It's not the Minhag. So I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a point over here that it's not the Minhag. Does anybody know anything about it? No, it's not, I don't think it's the Minhag. Yeah. Okay. Siman Kuf Tzadik. Shtias, Hayain, Acha, Brocha, Vedineo. So now we have benched the first three brochas, and now we have mentioned the fourth. Now, interesting, I would want to point out that there is. One minute, let me just point this out. What comes after the Brocha Vatev Ametiv, the fourth brocha? Right, that is. I mean, here comes all the way up to here now. This is the fourth bracha, which is finishing over here. That's generally what people, what do people do about Alech HaSeinu? People go down, because you know why? Because over here, Torah Chamon, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not part of benching, but I'm going to say that it's, you notice, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean, it's, Mishnah Berurah is not going to, I'm saying that's it. We're finished benching now. That comes Torah Chamon. That comes Torah Chamon. It's not, there's no Shulchan Aruch about it. So we are, it's additions which have been added to benching, but it's not really the main body of benching. And it's to be taken as such. But I don't know which generation it was added. I do not know. Good question, I don't know. It's interesting. It would be interesting to find out. It's probably, I mean, I think that the answer is that nowadays, that it's so established, to leave it out, I think, is wrong. But, I think it's true to say. No, what do you think? It's wrong to leave it out. No, I think it is. But I think it's still important to know that it's not on the same level than even the Rabbon on the fourth bracha. It's on a different level. Shtia sayayin acha bracha v'dineo. Sif Aleph Acha Shisim Birkas Hamozen. After you have completed Birkas Hamozen, Mevorech Boreh Pri Hagofen, you make a bracha of Boreh Pri Hagofen. Vayitoy Ma Mevorech, the person who makes the bracha shall taste a bit of wine. Fi Mifsik Ben Abrocha Leshteima Eile Kamon Sim Reisha in Aleph Sif Tezvav. You may not interrupt. You have to make the bracha and straight away drink. And if you did interrupt, you're going to get in trouble and Sim Reisha in Aleph what Alocha is. It's a problem. It's a hefzik. After you have drank a little bit, you should pass it on, and others should also drink a little bit, should also be toyem. And if everybody needs that kois, and if they all need his kois, in other words, they don't have their own kois, they all relied on the balabais, then they should only drink once he has started drinking. So say he made a Boreh Pri Hagofen and he hasn't drunk yet, but he's pouring everybody a little bit, they should only wait. They should wait only when he has drunk, and they can drink as well. It's not really hefsek, but for them, there's no hefsek anyway. Yeah. It's not ma'akev. No, not really. Well, and then pour it out. And then drink. So say. Yeah. Yeah, but either way, it wouldn't be mamash considered halachically a hefsek. Because it's l'tzorich. In fact, there is that one could argue that it's good practice. It's a great thing to do. Shlomo Zalman and others didn't like it so much, but there is, based on the halacha that we learned, that you shouldn't drink and afterwards pass it on, this would be an acceptable way of doing it. But the people who refrain from doing it is precisely because of what you're saying. And they pass on to the empty cups. They should only taste once he has tasted a bit. If they don't eat from his cup, they don't need to rely on him. They can just drink before him, that's fine. He doesn't really need to pour from his cup into the other people's cup. Unless their kois is pogum. If it's pogum, then he needs to give them. But if it's not pogum, really, they can just drink from their own, and that's fine. Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kot Aleph, what are we talking about, really? We're talking about Bekas Hamozna Kois, and that you should make a Berurah often after that. And we learned that even if you made a Bekas Hayayin in the middle of the meal, nevertheless, he's going to make a Berurah now. That's really the halacha is relevant to this sif over here. Okay, we'll stop over here. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we learned Siman Kuf Pei Tes. We learned that the background of the fourth bracha, which is the bracha of Atuv Ameitev. We learned what the Och Shulchan teaches us, the background of Aruge Beisa. We learned that Atuv Ameitev Atuv because they didn't decompose. Hametiv, because they were allowed to be buried after a number of years. We learned, Och Shulchan says, the point for me is that whenever HaKadosh Baruch is angry with us, nevertheless, there's a chesed in it as well. Hence, Hashem gave us Nisim at that point as well. We learned that a person should say three Malchias, three Hatovas, and three Gmulim. And we learned also that the minhag is to say Magdil and Migdol relevant on Shabbos and weekdays. We learned on the Shulchan Aruch says in the Beis HaOvel, there's a special Nusach that is being to be said. It's a pelem, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that the minhag is not to say it, but Shulchan Aruch says that there's a special nusach for Beis HaOvel. Then we moved on to Siman Kuf Tzadik, which teaches us that if a person drinks wine, he should make a bracha after benching. He should pour on and pass on a bit of the wine if they don't have their own cup. If they have their own cup, it's fine, they can drink, they don't have to wait. But if they are relying on him, then they should only drink once he has started drinking. We learned also that the only reason why they should be doing so is because of potential problems of pogrom. See you based tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I wish you all a good evening.